Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Something you probably haven't thought about before, and may not after this, but for a moment, we're all going to dabble a little bit. And that is the possibility, Hot Wings, Steve, Kelly, or anybody listening to me right now, you may be psychic.
I've felt that a few times.
You can't just proclaim yourself. Dr. Richard Sugg of Durham University has numerous books on the supernatural, the soul, and other things, and he has 6 things that people who are psychic, first of all, you have to say psychics are real, have in common. So I will ask you them one by one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Ready.
More than
I knew you were going to ask this.
I did too.
Have you ever been badly spooked by a building or place?
Spooked by a building or probably, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, most people are a yes on that one at some point. You
walk by a house that kind of gives you the creeps
a little bit. I mean,
yeah.
A lot of that is more when I was like a kid, though,
but it can happen now,
yeah.
Like, if you know.
But I have definitely been in areas where I go, oh, that's
creepy.
But it's usually because there's not enough lighting.
Yeah, I don't want to go into an abandoned,
exactly.
an abandoned house in the middle of the night, but during the day, I'm probably like, eh, okay,
yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. There was Kayla and I were watching that show, The Patient, on Hulu, and there was a scene, without spoiling it, where somebody walked into a darkened house to go through and look, and they weren't in danger. They weren't breaking in. But I'm like, well, of course this is creepy. Turn on a GD light.
Yeah,
what are you doing? I don't want to walk through my own house in the dark. I'm like, oh, somebody's probably under the bed.
Oh, definitely not cut out to be one of the Stranger Things kids.
No, those kids are crazy.
They do lots of nutty
Listen
stuff.
To your gut one time, please.
Don't go through a tree portal, you idiot.
All right, so everybody's yes on spooked by a house or location.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Number 2. This one's a little bit further when it comes to the reach.
Okay.
Have you ever experienced a poltergeist? You know, ghosts or ghouls type thing.
Of course, who hasn't? Next
Signs
question.
Of
We're all a yes on that.
Sadly, I'm a no. I've been waiting for one of those awesome ones that has sex with you.
Oh,
what?
But I haven't had that yet.
So after my grandfather died, my grandmother and grandfather always slept in different rooms. And I remember my brothers and I would always use his room to go watch TV. And it was just our like playroom whenever we were staying with them, too. Mm-hmm. And so when he died, we all wanted to just like play in Papa's room. And then we ended up falling asleep to a movie in there.
Right.
And he used to snore so loud, and he loved to snuggle, so he'd always hug us and hold us, and just a very loving man. And I woke up to the sound of snoring. I could, like, I mean, I was in his room, so you mm-hmm. could smell him anyway, but, like, I could feel it. I don't know how to describe it. I could hear it, and I could feel it, and I was terrified. I woke up, was like, what's happening?
Okay.
I mean, I was maybe 8 or 9 and ran right to my mom.
That's like, exactly how this doc describes a poltergeist, specifically.
Yeah.
Says they often produce smells or sounds that you're familiar with, even if you don't feel them in another way.
Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, God, we're laying on his bed, so of course we can, like, smell him, but that sound of him snoring and the feeling of him, like, how he used to hug you so tight it almost hurt, I could feel that. It was the strangest thing I've ever felt in my life. And then I've had dreams where, after one of my best friends died, they were so vivid in the dream, it was almost like a sight.
So Kelly's the only one with 2 yeses, right?
Steven, I don't have a
Steven Hot Wings, have you had a poltergeist experience?
Not that I am aware of or remember.
I remember at my old house waking up like in my dream, I was having a dream that somebody was pulling on my arm, and I remember waking up and feeling like I was being pulled off the bed. So that's as close as I could come.
Was it your dog pulling at your sleeve?
It was not. No.
All right, number three. Have you seen a ghost which those who were with you at the same time could not see?
No.
I know to them seeing or not seeing. I've never seen a ghost.
Let's just think about that for a moment. You're in a place with people you trust, you know, lifelong friends or family, both, whatever. Everyone's sober. And one of them says, especially if it's somebody that isn't normally inclined to supernatural, "Oh my God, do you guys see that?" "What?" "By the fireplace." "It looks like
an old woman floating." Yeah. No.
And everybody's like, "What are you talking about?" And then they just kept saying it. Would you be?
I would be freaked out, but then I would also take them to the doctor.
What if that was the only sign they...
You go, "Something is wrong. Something just happened in your head." I don't know that I would believe it. I mean, I would believe that they would believe that they felt whatever, but...
But if they said they saw it, if they said they were looking... My mom, I was not here for this, but my mom said that my nephew was climbing up into the attic of our lake house, which has seen multiple generations in our family. My great-grandfather died there and always wore this specific fishing hat. And my nephew, when he got up to the top in the attic, he said he saw an old man in a fishing hat. And the way that he said it, he was young enough to be able to speak clearly, but not old enough to know our great-grandfather. There were pictures of him around the house. So maybe he was picturing something that he had seen through a picture, but man, it freaked my mom out. She was like, "Woo!" And kids have that too, where people will tell you that kids are more inclined to tell you that they're seeing something. But for him to specifically say he was in a fisherman's hat, my mom was like,
That's the weird part. But he did have it in the photos. I think the one of the best lines of dialogue in any movie all time that gives me the creeps is the end of Sixth Sense, which is now a billion years old, when it's at the end of the movie and his mom is becoming aware that her son that has some things, and the son says, "I'm just sad that something like I'm sad that that woman died in the accident." And the mom says, "Well, how do you know? There's no way to know." And then the kid says, "Because she's standing right next to me." And then the camera cuts, and there's that lady with all blood going.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
I didn't spoil the big thing that Bruce Willis is a ghost.
Number four. What the hell, man?
Have you ever had an out-of-body experience?
No.
Have you ever had a premonition?
Yes.
You have?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
What was your premonition, Hot Wings?
It was an extremely vivid dream, and I dreamt, this is when I was like, in the house I was growing up in, I was probably 16 or 17, still living at home, and I had a very vivid dream that I woke up and remembered that my mom, that we were in the kitchen, and my mom had a spider on her shoulder. And then it happened. An hour later.
Yeah.
Like, she turned around, and there was a big black, one of those nasty wolf spiders on her shoulder.
Huge.
And I had just dreamt it. I'll never forget it.
That's weird when that happens.
So
kind of a soft premonition, though.
I just had a dream that we're going to buy some chocolate ice cream. But still, no, it's so different, though, because we might actually do that normally. But, like, that had never happened before. I had never had a dream like that before. I had never gone, "Oh, Mom, there's a spider on you again." Like, that wasn't something that happened.
It's not like your dad with mashed potatoes.
No.
Yeah, I know. Barry's got mashed potatoes.
Yeah. I mean, if I dreamt that my dad glued himself to something on accident and then it happened, that wouldn't be that weird. But, yeah, that one was weird.
Last one. I still think
about that.
Have you ever seen something that happened miles away?
What?
Like the Super Bowl? They play it at my house.
Yeah, what? No.
You heard a TV friend?
You're visioning.
No.
Envisioning something. Yeah. No, I have not.
They're saying this as a form of telepathy. In his book by Dr. Elizabeth Mayer, her book, she claims that her 11-year-old daughter Meg had a beloved harp stolen backstage at a school concert. After hopeless efforts to track it down, Mayer turned in desperation to a psychic known as Harold McCoy. According to the doctor, from his home in Arkansas, 1,800 miles away, McCoy located the harp so exactly that Mayer was able to recover it by paying a small fee to the person who had it. Dubious.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit QuickBooks Bill Pay. Growth is the goal, but the paperwork is a trap. If your accounts payable feels like a second job, you're doing it wrong. Enter QuickBooks Bill Pay. Reduce manual data entry, automate your approvals, and track 1099s in one place. No more chasing signatures. No more spreadsheet headaches. Just control over your cash flow and a back office that actually scales. Automate your accounts payable today at QuickBooks.com/BillPay. Terms apply. Money movement services are provided by Intuit Payments, Inc., licensed as a money transmitter by the New York State Department of Financial Services.
Want consistent color for every job? Milo's Pro Rewards members get a 20% paint discount on future purchases after paint annual qualifying spend reaches $3,000. Plus, order eligible in-stock paint and paint supplies by 2 p.m. for free same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Improving is easy at Lowe's. Excludes spray paint and mist tints. More exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Subject to change. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Same-day delivery valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. Details at Lowe's.com/same-day delivery.